Freezing temperatures didn't deter thousands from taking part in Sunday's Women's March in Asheville. BPR followed a women's empowerment club from Western Carolina University as they experienced their first protest.
We are unstoppable! Another world is possible!
Erin McCurdy is a junior and the president of Queens of WCU. The club was founded at the beginning of the school year. This is McCurdy's first ever protest, a freezing cold morning at Pritchard Park for the Radical Women's March.
It's important to be supportive of all groups and just really getting out there and like understanding where they're coming from.
She drove over the mountain from Western Carolina with her vice president, Corey Collins, a senior, and junior Amber Greer, the club archivist. All three are from Raleigh. Among the speeches they heard was one from a trans woman who spoke about her work to unionize her workplace.
Our struggle, women's struggle, you know, working class struggle is the thing that unites us all. And we have to organize as workers in order to solve every form of oppression that anyone faces under capitalism right now.
Becca Aubrey drove from Greensboro with her comrades like Brandon Enoch to support the International Socialist Organization.
Yeah. And there are a lot of critiques about the larger women's march being a lot too white, like not inclusive enough, so we wanted to join the radical contingent just to show that we're here for trans women, we're here for women of color, for, you know, all women, not just the more famous white feminists.
Travis Gresham drove from Waynesville alone in her homemade Handmaid's Tale costume to be a part of the march. She wore the costume because it's the scariest future she could think of.
If we don't stand up, then we'll continue to be pushed down.
McCurdy says they're currently reading Margaret Atwood's novel in one of her lit classes at Western.
This is definitely, I didn't know what to expect when I heard it was a radical women's march. But I never really thought that there was like opposition to the Women's March, but I kind of learned something today.
Collins says that hearing so many different voices reminds her, as a white woman, that she needs to stand up for all people.
I don't think it's okay that people fight for issues that only relate to them. You know what I mean? Like, that really makes me sad and upset.
Those at the Radical Women's March eventually made their way over to the main Women's March at PAX Square. Indivisible Asheville helped promote the main women's march. Robin Lively Summers of the group says it's not a bad sign that people at the march have different opinions.
That's just a symbol of what the Democratic Party is and what mainstream America is that we are a lot of different people and we're going to have differences of opinion. I don't think the women's march ever was anti-Semitic.
The Queens of WCU got a spot at the front of the crowd to hear welcome speeches from the march organizers.
That's why we march for us and for all people in our country.
Then the march was on. As they walked, McCurdy immediately started to dance.
I just like all this good, positive energy. It's really easy to get like lost in being angry at what is not and not like having respect for what is.
Greer, the club archivist, had been filming the whole day on her dad's GoPro. She's excited to take what they learned back to the university.
All of the inclusion that we have today is something we're definitely going to bring back to Western.
The club will be focusing on Western's MLK Unity Week right now, but they want to share what they learned at the march with their members at an upcoming meeting. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.
No walls, no nations. Stop the deportations. No walls, no nations. Stop the deportation.